At the end of every Shemoneh Esrei, we end with a tefila, which is a powerful tefila. It actually is a request that we should have the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, which is a nice request to end with. We should have the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. But we added one errant phrase, and that's the same chokinu b'saratecha. That's the phrase we ask Hashem to give us a chelek in Torah. Put amongst, in the context of a Beis HaMikdash, it could make sense. We could figure out a way to make a strong connection between Talmud Torah and the Beis HaMikdash. But if that's the purpose of the request, to ask for the avoda, the karbanos, the Beis HaMikdash, and to serve there as an avoda, why would we add it in? What's the need to add in a line about Talmud Torah? Give us the chelek in Talmud Torah. And there are many answers to this question. I want to share one that I actually shared 2 years ago on a Friday night from Rav Kook, Zatzal, in Einaya, where he darshins an amazing Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Nun Gimel Amun Aleph. The Gemara tells a fascinating story. It's a very long Gemara and a very complicated halacha. The Gemara's context is talking about a halacha, about a mardas. It's about a saddle cloth. The Gemara wants to know, can an animal go out in public on Shabbos with a saddle cloth, which is used for warmth for the animal? And the Gemara says that Rav Zeira was in Eretz Yisrael. He had just moved there from Galus, Min Aliyah La'aretz. And he hears from Rabbi Yochanan the halacha that it's mutter for an animal to go out with mardas on Shabbos. That it's permitted for the animal to go out with his saddle cloth on Shabbos because for warmth, it prevents tsar, pain, distress of the animal, and it's mutter. But the Gemara says the reaction of Rav Zeira is fascinating. Amar lei, yasher. Emphatically, he says, amazing, straight, as the word means, yasher kolach, yasher. He seems to get so excited about this halacha, about the mardas. And Rav Kook asks, the Gemara told us just earlier, he learned this halacha twice before. He heard it from a braisa, he heard it from Shmuel, and yet when he learned from Yochanan this halacha about the mardas, the saddle cloth of an animal, he got so excited. It's the third time he heard it. What's so exciting about it? Rav Kook writes in Einaya on this Gemara something which is a yesod, and I think I often forget this personally for myself. He says that we always refer to the concept of Torah Eretz Yisrael. There's a notion of the Torah of Eretz Yisrael. What does that mean? That means not just that it's nice to learn in Israel, it's more powerful to learn in Israel. Rav Kook says you can learn the very same thing in Chutzar, in Babel, in Naharda, you can learn it in New York, wherever you are, you can learn a Brice, you can learn Halacha, a Rambam. When you learn the very same Halacha in Eretz Yisrael, that's Yasher. That's like direct connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's something more potent, powerful, and impactful about that Torah. And so Rav Kook said, that's what the Gemara is telling us. Rav Zeira got so excited because, although he heard this Halacha twice before in his life, he knew the halacha already, but hearing it in the context, in the place of Eretz Yisrael, made it that much more impactful and meaningful when he heard it. That could be the answer to the question of what we're saying at the end of tefillah. When we talk about the Beis HaMikdash, we're actually saying, giving over the idea, that of course we daven every day, every Shemoneh Esrei, for the return of the Beis HaMikdash, and the Avodah, and the Karbanos, and the aura, and the pomp and circumstance of the Beis HaMikdash. But part of that, a chelik of that is v'sein chalkeinu b'sarasecha, to realize and recognize that the Torah that we learn here is quality, it's wonderful, it's inspiring and uplifting. But ein Torah k'toras Eretz Yisrael. That the very same Torah that we learn here will feel that much more impactful just by being in the land of Israel. And that's the message here of the Gemara and the expression tefillah at the end of every single Shemoneh Esrei. Wishing you all a good Shabbos, Shabbat Shalom.